Baseball's non-waiver trade deadline has passed, but the clock is ticking for possible steroid suspensions. ESPN reports that after Alex Rodriguez's lawyer said his client would fight any discipline from Major League Baseball for alleged steroid use, A-Rod's representatives are now negotiating a possible settlement that could result in a lengthy suspension. The Yankees expect A-Rod to be accused of recruiting other athletes for the clinic, attempting to obstruct Major League Baseball's investigation, and not being truthful in the past. Meanwhile, on the scoreboard, the Yankees scored 3 runs in the 9th to shut out the Dodgers 3-0 last night. Boston now leads the American League East by half a game over the Rays after the Red Sox beat Seattle 5-4 on Steven Drew's RBI single in the bottom of the 15th. Dustin Pedroia belted a 2-run homer and 3 RBIs. Elsewhere in the American League, Toronto beat Oakland 5-2 in 10 innings. Cleveland defeated the White Sox 6-5. Houston blanked Baltimore 11-0, and it was Kansas City over Minnesota 4-3. In the National League, the Mets fell to Miami 3-2. Cincinnati won against San Diego 4-1. It was San Francisco over Philadelphia 9-2. Pittsburgh edged St. Louis 5-4. Atlanta blanked Colorado 9-0, and the Cubs edged Milwaukee 6-1. Checking interleague play, Detroit crushed Washington 11-1, and Arizona beat Tampa Bay 7-0. In the NFL, Eagles wide receiver Riley Cooper apologized following a video that surfaced from a concert in June showing him using a racial slur on camera. In tennis news, the 2013 U.S. Open singles champions will earn a record $2.6 million apiece this year. Finally, at Saratoga Racecourse, Hyper won the John's Call Stakes for trainer Chad Brown along with jockey Javier Castellano, paying $540 to win. Jared Crowfoot, WAMC News.